up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Oh, this is a podcast you don't want to miss, so thank you for downloading. My goodness, do we have a huge show today.
She was a busy one. We got into a huge debate and an argument, some would say, over coffee. I'm team instant, you're team barista. And wow, it divided the Goulburn Valley.
It was International Beauticians Day, though, and Herbie decided to stitch me up. She gave me, do you want to give him a little clue what happened?
I gave you a bit of a makeover. So you got a beautiful facial, but then something else we did to your hair.
Yeah, it took a little twist. When I got home afterwards, this was the reaction of my roommate, Morgan.
Being pretty.
What do you mean?
Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh, no. Why?
What are you talking about?
Why have you done that? Oh, that's so glossy.
What happened? How did we go? You'll hear it all very soon.
And you can check it out by going to our socials, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook or Hit GV on Instagram.
Do yourself a favour. You cannot listen to today's catch up without watching the video. Speaking of my roommate, Morgan, she was basically a third co-host today because New Zealand, they're looking for freaks from New Zealand. You can tell by her accent there, she's from New Zealand as well. I told her that she could be playing a role in the new Lord of the Rings.
You're a horrible person, basically.
Her reaction for that is better and more funny than what you just heard there. She's a character. We love her. Enjoy the rest of the catch-up. There's so much more in there. Thank you for downloading and have a great day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Today is actually International Beauticians Day, a day where we celebrate everyone who works in the beauty industry. And those who love to get around treating themselves to beauty treatments.
They make us all very beautiful.
And I thought for this special day, what could we do? And then I thought, yeah, boom, that's an idea. Let's take you, Josiah, to Wellsprings Day Spa and beautify yourself.
Great on paper. Brilliant idea, because I've been to Wellsprings a few times before for massages, things like that. I thought that it was going to start off innocent enough, but I didn't know what you had planned. To be honest, I thought it was going to be a lot worse.
Yeah, you did say to me, oh, am I going to get a tan? And I thought, that's old school. People have done that. Then you said, am I going to get the old wax so I can crack wax?
Yeah, I thought you were going to wax me down there.
Nah, I've thought outside the box here, but what I've done is something I think will stay with you forever.
Yeah, especially when GV, you see the photos and videos, which we'll tell you where to find those very soon. But the day started off great. We went down, saw Kylie, the owner, she's a lovely lady, Kylie, and she told me what I was going to get.
Welcome to Wellsprings. It's a pleasure to have Herbie and Josiah here today. We do feel a little bit challenged, but let's see what we can do. I'm just going to take Josiah through a little intro on what we're going to look after you with today.
Thank you so much.
So we are going to illuminate this beautiful dial with our beautiful illuminating facial.
Facial. I love a facial.
Who doesn't love a facial?
And I went and got the facial, and it was one of the best things I've ever had. And I was getting pampered. I'm in a robe. I'm going... This, I thought Herbs was going to stitch me up. This is actually...
Yeah, it was relaxing.
Probably one of the best days I've had in the GV.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And then the next part is where I started to get excited, because this is where my plan was coming into play.
Yeah, we finished the facial and Kylie told me what's happening next.
And then we're going to take you in down to the hair lounge to Leanne, and she's going to do a beautiful voluminous blow dry on you.
And that she did. She gave me a blow dry and a volume. And if you don't know what I look like, Goulburn Valley, I do have long hair down to my shoulders. Many compare me to a female. I do have hair quite similar to most girls out there. But my hair doesn't often sit like a volumed up, blow dried, Karen looking middle-aged woman.
It's the best thing. It's so innocent as it's so harmless. But the photos I have of you now forever are going to be with me. The best way to describe it is you look like the female emoji. Or the female Snapchat filter when men put that female filter on them.
Honestly, GV, this thing's going to be made into a meme for the rest of eternity.
Like, you are hands down Karen.
Well, when you said blow dry, I can't be that bad. They're just going to wash.
Just to dry your hair.
Yeah, I thought they were just going to wash it and dry it. Neck minute. I look like Lisa Wilkinson on the Today Show every morning or something.
You literally do.
Oh, Goulburn Valley.
You're Lord Farquaad.
Literally. Do yourself a favour. Where can people... You've made the video, haven't you?
I've made a video. If you go to our Facebook, Hit Goulburn Valley, or if you go to our Instagram at Hit GV, it's both up there. And don't worry, if you think the fun ends today, it doesn't. I will be posting photos and boomerangs. I have got so much content.
Look, I'm not wrapped, but believe me, I thought this photo was funny. I watched the video again this morning. It is well worth your time, especially right at the end when you see the result. You'll lose your mind.
It starts off great. Oh, facial. Then it ends even better.
Big thanks to Kylie and the team at Wellsprings. Do yourself a favour. Go check them out. They are brilliant.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
This is massive, Herbie, and Goulburn Valley. I want you to get involved because if someone from here wins this, this would be wild. Bear Grylls has teamed up with Mark Burnett, who's the bloke that invented Survivor.
Stop.
The two of them have combined forces, and they reckon this is the world's most grueling physical challenge.
Wait, are we getting like a reality TV show that features people? Oh, this is too much.
Not just from here, Herbs, from around the world. Listen to this. This is actually the most insane reality show I've ever heard of. It's going to be non-stop, 11-day race. It covers 671 kilometres of rugged Fijian terrain. It asks the competitors to climb mountains, fight their way through jungles and paddle across oceans. Oh. While, I reckon this is the craziest bit, you have to survive on an average of less than 2 hours sleep a night.
Stop. You'll go insane. Surely you'd go insane by the end of that.
It's called the world's toughest race, the Eco Challenge. They actually came up with this idea in 2002. They put it on hiatus for 18 years, and it will be on our screens on Amazon later this year.
This is bonkers. How much money? Surely the prize has got to be a couple of mil. You can't be doing that for $100,000.
I don't know. This article doesn't say, but it does, listen to this, have people from all around the world in this challenge. 330 competitors are going to be making up in teams of four or five people. With teams that will come from Australia as well.
I baffled that 330 people applied. I thought there'd be a short list of maybe 10.
Yeah.
Who wants to sign up for that?
Well, there's a few crazy people out there. It'd be a cool test, like, to be able to do something like
2 hours sleep. I've seen you after when you don't get an 8 hours. You're horrible.
Yeah, but chuck $1 million at the end of the line. I'm rocking up for $2 an hour. Do you know what I mean? Very different herbs.
This is true.
He said competitors, on average, slept 15 hours across 11 days. That's it. A total of 15 hours over 11 days.
That's insane. Do they have to find their own food? Surely.
Everything is included.
If Bear Grylls can do it, a lot of people will be drinking their own urine for sure.
Oh, you'd be doing it. Well, I learned in year two how to do that.
It's not that bad.
You just put it in a bowl. Yeah, you have it straight out the bottle. Now, remember, did you ever do that experiment in year two? Of course you did. You take that to festivals, don't you?
No.
Well, you put your wee into a bowl and then you get a little stick and you fill it with like condensation.
No, we didn't do that. What school did you go to?
A weird one, trust me.
Kiddies, can you come pee in a bowl for me?
Listen to this. They showed us. And then you get a stick and you cover the bowl with Glad wrap and then you put the stick up. Then your wee evaporates to the ceiling onto the Glad wrap. It then drips down into the side, into the middle, and drops down into a bowl, clears your wee out, and it turns into water.
See,
I am made for this show.
That's too much effort. I'll just knock it back.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We want to make a few people here in the GV very famous. Anyone that is listening that is from New Zealand, clear your diaries. You're about to become a superstar.
Couple of our cousins.
Couple of cousin bros, including my roommate Morgan. She's actually from New Zealand. There's a lot that I've met around the GV as well.
Plenty. They come here. We're so much better than that.
Josiah, tell us how, bro. I will right now. They're looking for funky-looking New Zealanders who want to be famous. This is for a new series on Amazon, basically based on Lord of the Rings books. So similar to the movies, but it's going to be a bit more mythical.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but describe funky to me.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to describe it to you, Herbs. What I'm going to do is play the audio last night when I read this article. I called my roommate Morgan over.
You've given her an audition, have you?
And I said, Morgan, I think they've found a role just for you.
No.
And I read the article to her and all the things that are in it.
She's quite funky, so this could be good.
She didn't take it great. Now, Morgan's a great. She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah, she's funky.
You tell her that she's, you know, these things, you can understand her reaction.
So they're looking for people, this is literally you, who are, look, weird-looking.
Oh!
Look, if you're from New Zealand, have an overbite, face burns, skinny limbs, deep cheekbones, lines on your face, acne scars, ears that stick out, bulbous or interesting noses.
I have none of those!
Small eyes, big eyes, any deformities, skinny faces. Missing, stop hitting me.
What? Stop
missing.
Reading the things that I don't have.
Do you want another hit? Because that's
what
you're
going to
get in a second.
Why don't you apply?
Because I'm not looking. I'll give you a look in a second, boy.
Morgs. She's not happy with you, mate.
Based on that reaction, I reckon she's got the role.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Now, you might be picking up a cuppa as we speak, a nice cup of coffee. That's what you do as soon as we get to work. You'll probably have two coffees.
Yeah, I smash a couple during the show. I just have my little pods because we don't have a barista in here.
No.
I've been campaigning to have a barista sit outside our studio for a while. A lot of other radio shows get it. Fortunately, we don't. Imagine that, just having a dude that I just walk out. Another cappuccino, please, mate.
If you want the gig, it's available as well. Give us a call now. We'll happily hire you.
You do not get paid, by the way, but we drink your coffee.
You can watch the show live.
And we may give you a free shout out as well.
But look, you do love your coffee. I'm not the biggest coffee lover. I mean, I drink it, but I don't depend on it. Like, I'll have tea in the morning. But of late, after a show, I found that I have needed that pick-me-up. And so I've been going to the kitchen here at work and just making myself an instant coffee. Now, yesterday, you and I were discussing the old instant coffee, and I threw out a claim to you, which you said, no, that's silly, Herbs. And I said, I think that I'm really starting to prefer instant coffee over a store-bought.
And I told you you're an idiot, because you are. Because you cannot – there's a difference between a packet from Woolies of Nestle that you just – or Nescafe.
Nescafe
that you just,
Gold.
You just pop in a thing and mix with hot water, compared to something that you pay $3, $4, $5 for, because it has love and perfection poured into that cup of coffee. It is so much more enjoyable, and it is worth every cent when you buy one.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, and don't get me wrong. We go get a coffee after the show most days. Yesterday we were at Last Straw, and great, love the coffee.
Be careful, Herbie, because you know I'm a coffee snob.
I know.
So don't take me on this.
I know, but we get them and I enjoy them. But I'm just saying, I really think I'm a Nescafe 43 kind of girl.
Nah, you know me. I go around, I've pretty well gone to every coffee shop here in the GV. You know I like my Magics from Lemon Tree. You know we have our Maccas, our great sponsors across the road that I get before the show sometimes as well. I'm going to test you on something before we open the phones up to everyone listening right now.
Yeah.
During the song, we've got someone to bring us over a McDonald's little coffee from across the road.
Okay.
I'm going to give you
put them in two things.
All right. You don't know which one's which.
Yeah.
One of them is Ness Cafe. They both have lids on it.
I'm going to know my Nessie.
And one of them is a barista-made coffee. I'm going to see if you get them right.
Okay. One's kind of hot, so I think I already know.
Go and have a sip. Now go have a sip of the other one before you reveal what it is.
I think I know.
All right. Which one was which? The first coffee you had?
The first coffee was store-bought. It was so hot.
Yeah, you're 100% yeah. right. therefore, as you can say, and like you can see, a barista-made coffee way better.
No! I'm on team instant, and I know I'm not alone, because when we were having this argument yesterday, our boss Leroy, he jumped in the old instant side.
You guys are cooked, like actually cooked.
Yes,
in
our
the head.
Coffee beans are that I drink with my Nescafe.
To every barista out there listening, thank you for the love that you pour into my coffees.
I know, I love them, but I'm just saying.
I'm going to come and buy a coffee off you. I'm going to make out with you afterwards, and then I'm going to love every bit of that coffee that you make me, because they are better. 13, 12, 16, back me up, GV.
Look, I might not be alone on this. Do you prefer instant coffee over store-bought? Give us a call now, 13, 12, 16. We do have a poll up at our Instagram as well at HitGV.
I don't reckon there's anyone else that prefers instant coffee besides you and our boss, Leroy.
Oh, there's got to be someone.
We do have Julie from Shepparton on the phone now. Jules, what are your thoughts?
I have to go instant. I've had too many disappointing barista-made coffees.
Yes, Julie.
Julie, you're not going to the right places. That's all I'm going to say to you.
Well, I've been trying a lot and I haven't found a good one yet.
Now, Julie, I need to know, are you a Nescafe Gold kind of lady?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Nah.
It's a good
all right,
blend.
Julie, get off the phone. We're going to have to go to someone else here. We do have Sandra from Shepparton. What are your thoughts, instant or barista-made?
Look, I'm team both because I am a barista myself, but I have two reasons why I just, like, instant, you always know what you're getting.
Uh-huh.
You just can't mess it up. And I'm sorry, baristas, but there's so much that can go wrong.
It's true.
Yeah, like they can burn the coffee, they can burn the milk, they can get the ratio wrong. So much can go wrong. Whereas instant, you really can't mess that up.
Yeah, but Sandra, don't mess it up. Don't give it to me unless it's perfect.
Oh, hey, and that's it. Like, don't mess up the coffee. And most baristas know that, but unfortunately, there are some out there that ruin it for the rest of us.
Being a barista, Sandra, do you reckon maybe we should actually put the instant coffee as an option on cafe menus?
Yes.
Yeah!
It's actually not a bad idea.
Instant, instant.
Let's move on to Marshall from Maroopna now, mate. Barista or instant coffee?
Sorry, I'm going to have to go Insta.
Yes!
Oh, mate, what's wrong with you, mate? Woo! Why?
Oh, just, yeah, haven't had much luck with the old barista, mate, and, yeah, to be honest, it's, yeah, nothing really fancies me.
How many teaspoons of coffee are you putting in the instant?
Two.
Two, perfect.
I honestly reckon you guys need to find some good places. There are some unbelievable baristas around the Goulburn Valley area. I feel like Marshall taking your hand and taking you to a couple, mate.
Yeah, that's nice.
Marshall's gone, free coffee. Thank you. Hit. Well, there you go, Herbs. Well, give us the results. What does the final poll say on the HitGV Instagram page?
We're looking at the poll. Store-bought has taken it out at 77%, but I tell you what, the phones speak otherwise.
I know.
We haven't had one person call through on 13, 12, 16 saying store-bought. I reckon Instant is the winner.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, maybe some people are fearing the weekend because people do have many fears. I know for you, you hate huntsmen.
Oh, yeah, the spiders. They're the worst thing ever. I love and believe in God, but I don't understand why he decided to invent the huntsman spider.
There's nothing wrong with him for me. If I actually think about it, I don't think I have a fear that really terrifies me, which is kind of scary in itself, I guess. And for many people, they have the fear of sharks. It's a common one. I do believe, though, that we're entering their territory, so we actually can't really be too annoyed with them. You can fear them, but
I've seen sharks. I've been surfing before. I've had sharks come near me twice. You just go and get out of the water as soon as possible. That footage that went viral this week in South Africa, that surfer, the great white going underneath the surfers.
Crazy.
I've had that happen to me. It wasn't a great white, but enough to you get a little bit scared. But like you said, you're in their domain.
What would you do, though, if a shark came that close to you that now you are under attack?
Well, you just, I don't know, I'd probably just do what Mick Fanning did and start punching it between the eyes.
Yeah, you'd be screaming though. There'd be a level of pain,
I'd be nervous.
For sure.
Knowing me, I'd probably cry.
Now, one man over in the US, he was in this situation and he definitely doesn't have a fear of sharks because he's done something which I think is nearly next to impossible and also unbelievable. So what he's done is he was surfing off the coast of Cape Henlopen State Park. And now that's near Delaware. And a shark came close to him. And as we said before, normally most people, they scream, they might put up some kind of fight. Not this guy. No siree. There was 20 onlookers that saw this happen and someone actually captured it on camera. So there is footage of this happening. He managed to capture the shark with his bare hands.
No way.
So it ended up coming close to him but caught in a net.
How big? Are we talking like a tiny?
It looks to me huge. So it was caught in a bare net, so he's gone over to help it. But then obviously because it's panicked, it's under attack now. He is under attack. And so he tries to calm it. He grabs the top of the shark's nose, if that's what it's called, and round the body. And with some help, he lets it out of the net and then gives it a little bum tack goodbye.
That's some Steve Irwin type stuff right there, because that's just crazy. Like, to think that that thing couldn't turn on him, not to mention when he's holding it. I presume that a shark would be stronger than his strength.
I'll show you the photo now. It's up at our Instagram at HitGV. Oh, man.
Okay, that's a huge shark. But that guy, he almost looks like David Hasselhoff. He's ripped.
He's jacked
and a half. Man, no one. It doesn't matter if you're the world's strongest man, you presume a shark would still turn you.
I don't know who I fear more. This guy coming at me.
Okay.
Or the shark.
You're in a dark alley, that guy comes at you, or you're in the ocean, that shark comes at you. What are you more scared of?
Either way, I'm going to lose a leg or two.
You know what? You'd actually love it if that guy ran at you. Herbie's like, which alley? Where do I go?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Let's chat to this girl. Everything here gets so complicated. We love her. Australia's very own Eve Skouridis. You would have heard plenty of her music right here on Hit 96.9. We've got her on Zoom this morning. Morning, Eve. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Now, Eve, you've got to let us know, how did this song come about? What have you been up to in isolation?
Oh, I wrote this song after having... the short answer is after having a dream that my teeth were falling out. So there's a pretty long backstory to that. But that's the main thing that inspired me that day.
Can you give us the backstory? Because I've had that same dream many times before, and I've actually gone to one of those, you know, dream meeting websites, and they always say you're having financial problems if you dream that your teeth are falling out. Please don't tell me it was the same for you, Eves.
No, this is a thing. There are so many different interpretations of this dream. And for me, I think it was just this manifestation of like anxiety and homesickness and work pressure, because I was in Stockholm, Sweden at the time. And yeah, I was at the end of a very long trip and hadn't really come up with anything good. Like I was working, I was writing, and I was like, oh man, I'm like a terrible writer. I was feeling imposter syndrome, self-doubt, all that sort of stuff. And then I started having these dreams.
You are a Brizzy girl. Are you there at the moment?
I'm not actually. I drove down to Byron Bay yesterday.
This is a big question. There's a man that's supposedly hanging out in Byron Bay. He's been there for the last couple of months. He's been mysterious about it. Have you seen in flesh Zac Efron?
Everyone is talking about this. The poor guy is probably sitting in a caravan somewhere.
He's on the caravan. He's in the Hemsworth mansion.
I'm not surprised though. I remember a couple of months ago at the start of ISO, they were doing because I grew up watching High School Musical, and they did like a High School Musical reunion for Disney, and he didn't join, but then he sent like this message saying, I'm somewhere where I have really poor reception, so I couldn't be part of this live stream. And at the time, I was like, where could that be?
Hey, you don't reckon I look like Zac Efron, do you? We did that on the show the other day, Eves. We did a comparison.
I said no, but Josiah's really keen.
Surely there's a little bit of Zac Efron in me. Come on, help me out.
It depends how small on the screen your picture is.
If you squint, you can maybe see a little bit of Zachary Josiah.
He's just like, you know what, Josiah, you look exactly like him if you turn your camera off. Oh, my goodness. Well, we do love your latest single. It's called Complicated. Goulburn Valley, get around a good local Aussie artist. We love it very much. We're going to play it for you right now across the Goulburn Valley. Eves, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We have hit the weekend, and when it does get to a weekend, many of us across the Goulburn Valley, we like to relax, and that can involve having a couple of drinks. Always drink responsibly, but in some cases, some people go a little too far. And for one man over in China, he had a bit of a session. He hit it pretty hard with the boys. He's 40 years of age, and he said around 10 bottles of beer during a heavy drinking session the night prior. Now, obviously, after that, he's feeling a little bit rough. 10 really knocked him sideways, he said, and he thought, I better sleep this off. Now, what this man didn't do before he slept it off is release himself, so he didn't go to the toilet.
All right.
Bit of a pickle for him. Now, in some cases, you might think, oh, has he wet the bed?
Well, did he need to, or he just forgot?
I think he needed to, but because he was obviously in a bit of a state, he didn't realise that he had to. Now, luckily for him, he didn't actually wet the bed. He managed to hold it off for 18 hours because he slept right through.
That's a huge sleep. Was he alive? He surely conked it at some stage.
Well, he got up and he said he was doing things around the house. So by the time he actually went to the toilet, it was 18 hours. For me, I know as soon as I wake up, I'm like, it's like a dash to the toilet. Anyway, after 18 hours, he realized something's going wrong and he had the massivest pain in his insides, where he ended up going, nah, I got to go to the hospital. And so he took himself to Zhu People's Hospital in Ziyang, which is in eastern China. And what the doctors quickly realized is that he had exploded his bladder right throughout his abdominal. Fully gone. Boom.
Surely he had a moment in his head where he goes, I should probably go. I'm a bit busy now. Like, we've all been there on a road trip where your parents are making you hold it for way too long and you think you're going to explode, but you never do. To get to that point, especially with no parents and he's not locked in a car, seems a bit strange.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't get it. A CT scan revealed that the bladder was torn in three places.
Oh, man.
And the worst part about that is one of the holes had ruptured towards the patient's abdominal cavity, so it forced parts of his intestines to spill into his bladder.
Oh, come on. This guy, you know what? He deserves everything that happened to him. I have no sympathy for someone like this.
So really, this is a bit of a warning, I say, before the weekend. If you are going to have a couple of brewskis or maybe 8 or 10 with the boys, be careful. Make sure you relieve yourself before you go to bed because this could happen.
Please do. You could be the opposite to this bloke in China and you could be Herbie when your roommate joined us and told us what you do when you go to the bathroom.
It was about 4:50 a.m. in the morning. You did the longest fart I have ever heard in my life.
Never change, Herbs. Never change.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Do you hate your job? Are you up early and want to quit or think you might quit? Or yeah. Maybe you haven't even had those thoughts yet, but you think that you aren't happy. I've got 4 signs to look for in your job to say that you need to leave. Seek.com.au have released this study.
Very interesting. I mean, even when you just started there, are you happy in your job? You had me. So I think this could be us.
They're saying if you're stuck on the hamster wheel, these are the things that you should really, really do and reconsider if you're not enjoying your job. The first one, Herbs, is you never feel challenged at work.
Oh, fair play. Fair play. Understand.
How do you feel when you come to this work? Are you challenged with the job itself? Or?
Well, I have to work with you, so that's a challenge in itself, isn't it?
So in other words, the people you work with, Herbie.
Yes. It's a challenge.
Say the same about yourself.
Nah, I'm easy.
Another one, your boss doesn't care about your development.
Yeah, look, can relate to that. No, our boss is lovely.
Yeah, Kelly is. Leroy, though, if he's up listening to us nice and early, he couldn't care less. That
Please,
bloke.
Give us some love, mate.
If that relates to you, Golden Valley, maybe sit down with your boss or quit, one of the two.
It's true.
3 on this list, your job description hasn't evolved in a long time. I tell you what, I've been a presenter for a very long time.
But it's different levels,
you
I'd
reckon?
Say. Yeah, I reckon it's changed. You've changed from where you've started from. I feel like if you were just, not to knock any job, but the receptionist for 48 years, mate, if you love that, that's fine. But if you've been trying to get higher and they keep telling you, sorry, Mary, you can't go further, that's really where you're not progressing, isn't it?
Yeah, but the thing is, I may be a better or a different announcer from when I first started, but this is saying your job description on my little business card or on my email signature, it still says presenter. That hasn't changed. I've got to quit, guys. I need to quit.
You didn't even start as a presenter.
That's a good point. That's a great point. Started answering phones for free.
You're doing very well.
Started as a slave to the company. It was actually another
the
company.
Coffee boy.
I got to be nice to our company because it wasn't them. Number 4 on this list. Probably shouldn't comment on this one. If your company's in decline.
Ooh.
I think we're all right.
I feel like it might be a little too soon in 2020 to be bringing that up.
I mean, you can't really go off that in this day and age. And it's funny that Seek would bring this article out during coronavirus because you could almost, well, not every business, some have actually flourished during this time, but you'd reckon over the last 6 months, 90% of businesses would have gone downhill.
Look at our economy. Look at it. It's ridiculous.
I mean, you know what? This is stupid. Seek.com.au. What do they do? What is their website about?
It's about employment.
Trying to find people jobs.
Do you know what? Maybe it's a person who works for Seek who's written this and just hates the company, has gone, I'm done. They wrote this article, then they went to the boss, said, I'm out of here.
Or they're trying to get everyone to quit their job so more people go on Seek so their stocks go up.
Smart. Well played, Seek boys.
You know what? They had me at first, but you know what? By the end of this talk break, we got to the end of you. I'm scrunching up that article. You can never come on this show again, Seek.
And we're staying. We're not quitting.
Unless he wants to sponsor the show, pay for a couple of ads. You're more than welcome anytime.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There has been a debate online, which many people have gotten involved with, regarding a biscuit. Now, I am a big fan of biscuits, especially Arnott's biscuits. They are great. I don't know if I love the cream or just the plain more, but I'll have whatever's been given to me.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't go and seek out biscuits. However, if there's one in the house, I'll open it up and smash it.
I just love going to Grandma's. She always had biscuits. I'm like, yes, Grandma, thank you. She had Arnott's and Tic Tacs. Legendary. Now, the debate at the moment is over a particular biscuit, and Arnott won, in fact. The niece or the nice biscuit?
See, here in Australia, I feel like most people have always grown up calling it the nice biscuit.
Because it's the biscuit, the Arnott's one, that's plain with lots of sugar on top. It's delicious. And on it, it has the spelling N-I-C-E, nice. And so many people do call it nice. But then there's some people out there who go, no, it's niece. Shush your mouth. It's niece. And thankfully, there's one smart guy out there, the List King, who has gone, why don't we just ask Arnott's himself? Let's get to the bottom of this argument. I feel like I've always been a nice girl in terms of how I pronounce it?
Well, unless they've told us it's the French city, which they never have, you just presume it is Nice because it's spelled N-I-C-E, and in Australia, that's how you say Nice.
Exactly. So the List King, he actually sent a tweet to Arnott saying, "G'day, would you mind giving us the definitive ruling on the pronunciation of the legendary Nice biscuit?" Question mark. He said, N-I-C-E, Nice, or Nice, and spelt the word Nice. Now, thankfully, Arnott's replied, and they said, "Nice biscuits," I'm reading the spelling, "were named after the city in the south of France and pronounced the same as the city. They've been part of the Arnott's range since 1922. So that means, in fact, the Nice biscuit is pronounced Nice.
Wow, the things you learn on the Josiah and Herbie show.
There you go.
Thanks to the List King as well. Yeah, okay, it makes sense that they named it after. I can't believe they didn't come out and clarify that 50 years ago, though, for us.
Exactly. And even when they clarified it, I would still go, "Hey, thanks, List King. I know it's spelt Nice, it's pronounced Nice. You're still confusing us because some people don't know the world like myself."
Well, the thing is, I've flown into Nice, and you know it's called Nice because it's just Nice. It's the name of the city, even though it's spelt that way. But then when you look at a biscuit in Australia, you don't put the two together. I don't look at the biscuit and go, "Oh, that must be from Nice."
Oh, yeah. It's not like chiseled out as an Eiffel Tower.
I bought it from Coles in Kyala. I presume this isn't from the city of Nice.
Do you know one thing I do love is how accessible brands are, though? I love sending them a message after, like, receiving a dodgy product.
Really? I've never done that. I just throw it in the bin.
I've done it. I've done it to two brands I can recall.
You got any freebies off the back of it?
Vodka Cruiser.
Oh, great. Let's see. I can get around that.
And Allen's Lollies.
And how'd they go? Did they get back to you?
Got a voucher from Allen's.
Stop it. Our very own.
Yep. Betcha.
You should have just rocked up on the doorstep there in Broadford.
I got a retro party mix and it was missing racing cars, basically. I wasn't happy about that.
What? So you sent them a letter?
I sent them a message on Facebook. They got back.
You know what, Herbs? You need to find a hobby in your life or something.
That's hobby.
My goodness.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Some huge news happened while everyone was sleeping this morning. This is great news for sport here in Australia, but more so for female sport.
I can announce the host country of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023. Which will be Australia.
How good is that?
Unbelievable. So exciting. So the World Cup will come here to Australia and New Zealand. We've got to remember that it's for both of us. In 2023, we took out Colombia.
So good.
Amazing. The Opera House, it lit up last night. The players have just gone bonkers. This is such good news for the sport.
Yeah, you were so used to in the football world being rejected by FIFA and the international football that this is actually so massive. Olympics, obviously, we've owned over the years. But football is something they've turned a blind eye to. So the women owning this, and watch us go, we will own this. It'll be the best Women's World Cup they've ever seen.
And we know that our women's team, the Matildas, they are very, very talented, and the amount they've grown in the last 10 years is unbelievable. 10 years ago, people wouldn't talk about them. People knew they were a thing, but they weren't something that ever made the media, that we didn't make a headline about them. Now they are frontline. We love them. They're doing incredible things for the sport. I actually, back when I worked at a retail sport shop in Melbourne, I worked with Steph Catley, who's a former captain, current defender of the Matildas. She worked with me part-time while she was a Matilda, because that's what you had to do. To play for Australia, you also had to have another job because it wasn't recognised.
Yeah, one of the girls, Kaya Simon, as well, is one of my cousin's best friends growing up. I used to kick the ball with her in the front garden, and she was good for it, you know, at her age. I was like, this is cool, kicking a ball with a girl. Like back then when I was 8 years old, you didn't think much of it. She goes on to be one of the best Matildas we've ever seen.
It's crazy. I actually played soccer myself for not for the Matildas, for 10 years. And I know when I played, because I have brothers, in footy, AFL women's wasn't a thing. And it was like, oh, she'll play soccer. But at school, there was just this always general gist about it. Oh, Herbie's playing soccer. It means this. It means this. And it's like, no, it just is another sport, another avenue that females can go down. And having the World Cup, I think it's going to be incredible for all those young little kids out there, for something to look up to and aspire to.
I'll never forget when I played for like this state team in New South Wales, in Sydney, and it was we had a really, really good team. It was the best boys from around New South Wales. They made us verse the female. It was the Matildas at the time. This is before, obviously, they were very big. I was 15 at the time. We went in laughing, going, a bunch of girls were about to smash them. They kicked our butt, I reckon, 8-1, 8-2. And It was one of the roughest games I reckon I've ever played. Yeah. I was whinging at halftime to the coach, and I remember going at full time to Dad. She grabbed my nuts. She literally, I was going for a tackle, and I'm like, I don't want to hurt this girl. Then all of a sudden, she reaches back, grabs them, twists them, and then runs off around me without the ball. Absolutely owned me. I was like, no mercy.
Rough, very rough. I remember Dad used to come watching, and he'd just go, wow. Like, yeah. He's like, this is aggressive.
Girls are psychos, but we're very, very excited. The World Cup will be coming to Australia. And New Zealand.
The countdown has begun.
In 2023. And who knows, that may pave the way for the World Cup to come for the men as well.
Exactly.
Massive.
Let's put on a show for them.
That is the biggest event in the world in sports. So it's bigger than the Olympics. So who knows, that'd be amazing. Well done, girls.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Sad news yesterday. The GVL did announce, confirmed the cancellation of their 2020 season due to COVID-19. We thought we'd get the president of the GVL on to join us to tell us more about it. David Roth, thank you so much for your time this morning, mate.
No problem at all.
Now, David, the news, I know a lot of people would have been upset yesterday, but also people would have been happy that they finally got an answer. How did this come about, and is it just the seniors that are cancelled?
Yep, so we've been talking with our clubs and considering things for quite some months now, and there's been a lot of uncertainty about what the rules are, what you can and can't do, but at the end of the day, we were starting to run out of time, and when restrictions got tightened last weekend when we thought they'd go the other way, we had a meeting with clubs on Wednesday night, and the unanimous decision was to call off the senior comp, both netball and football. We are looking to see if we can put under 16 and 18 football and 15 and under netball and 17 and under netball into a modified sort of comp starting 18 July, but we'll have to do some work on that and have a look at things like, and what are the restrictions going to be about crowds and about, you know, social distancing, cleanings, things like that. So,
David, footy and netball, amongst other sports, are like a religion in our part of the world here in the GV. How are a lot of the players feeling?
Well, I haven't spoken to a lot of them, but I would think, number one, is the uncertainty's gone. We were getting stories that, you know, they were starting to lose interest because there was no definitive decision about what was going to go on. So I think at least now we know where we stand, and we can try and get juniors up, but we can plan for next year.
Do you know if any of the teams are still going to train to keep the boys and girls together?
Not aware of that. But obviously, you know, hopefully we'll get the juniors training as much as possible.
Obviously, with only 10 people outside at the moment as well, it's kind of taking team training back and scaled it back down, especially for the boys who need more than 10 people in the paddock.
Yeah, correct. Yep. Yeah, it makes it a real challenge.
And David, obviously it's a big hit for the GVL League. In terms of economy, how bad is it hitting you guys? Will we be able to come back next year stronger?
Yeah, we're fortunate. We're in a pretty solid financial position. We've done some modelling, and we'll be able to cope. It should be fine. But, you know, as far as clubs are concerned, there's different. They're in different positions, and, you know, sponsorship's been a challenge at this time. So hopefully, it'll give clubs the time to reset and come back next year stronger.
No doubt they will, and I'm sure a lot of good sponsors around the GV that are doing well will get right behind the league because everyone does love it. The President, David Roth, we really appreciate your time this morning, mate.
No problem at all.
Have a great day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.